Facebook deletes disabled veterans page without warning after taking $300,000 for ads. By Lucas Nolan on October 16, 2018. Facebook blacklisted the conservative news page run by disabled Air Force veteran Brian Kalfage with no warning or explanation after he reportedly spent more than $300,000 on Facebook advertising. On his new website, which aims to put an end to social media censorship, Air Force veteran and triple amputee Brian Kalfage explains who he is and the challenges he's facing, stating, "I'm a veteran of the United States Air Force. I was severely wounded in combat. On September 11, 2004, while serving in Iraq, I lost both my legs entirely and my right hand. I'm the most severely wounded U.S. airman to survive." Kalfage continued, "I'm not a conservative. I'm not a liberal. I'm an American, with deep beliefs in what our country stands for. I proved this by vowing to protect and fighting for America's greatest tenet, free speech. Many Americans have fought for these political freedoms, freedom of speech, and every American has enjoyed those freedoms. Until today." October 11th, Facebook shut down thousands of Facebook accounts for their political opinion, stating that they don't have a legitimate political argument. Stop social media censorship now. Kalfage was the administrator of a number of Facebook pages, notably the pages Right Wing News and Military Grade Coffee, both of which were deleted recently as Facebook attempts to crack down on what it considers misinformation on the platform. Right Wing News had more than 3 million followers at the time of its blacklisting by Facebook. In another Facebook post, Kalfage stated, "Facebook lied. They shut down my page because it was conservative, powerful, and the elections are in 2 weeks. We have major support flowing in all the way from the top of the Trump administration. Get ready." Kalfage later said, "I'm not a conservative. I'm not a liberal. I'm an American, with deep beliefs in what our country stands for. I proved this by fighting for America, knowing I may not return home. My life was spared, but I paid for freedom with one arm and both my legs. I've given limbs, I've stared death in the face firsthand. I've seen my legs blown to pieces and lost friends. Losing my limbs meant comparatively little to me because I gave it fighting for what I believed in. I believed America was the greatest country because we had freedom, and I've seen what oppression looks like. My sacrifices are nothing compared to what previous generations made in World War I, World War II, Korea and Vietnam." Kalfage's other page, Military Grade Coffee, which sold coffee, was also deleted. "Facebook also deleted my other business page. I own a coffee company called Military Grade Coffee Company, which donates 10% of all profits back to veteran organizations. We don't post politics, we sell coffee and support veteran charities. Facebook is maliciously attacking my way of life because of my beliefs, and they don't care." The New York Times even stated that Facebook made this calculated move to silence thousands of voices and millions of forwarded messages because of the upcoming midterm elections. But Kalfage has no plans to quietly allow Facebook to delete the pages and work he has invested thousands of hours into. "If I have to roll into their headquarters and sit there with people in the media, I will," said Kalfage. "I will be there exposing everything they've done to me and my family and our employees. We're going to take legal action if we don't get our pages back. It's just going to turn into a sloppy mess for them. I think they've underestimated what they're dealing with. Attacking me. Attacking conservatives in general, right before the elections. Never once did Facebook come to us to say there was any issue with RWN or our other pages. Never. But they sure love taking our money." A Facebook spokesperson provided the following statement to Breitbart News. "Facebook has been in touch with Mr. Kalfage repeatedly and provided him a warning months ago that if he continued to engage in behavior that violated our policies, that we would take action on his account, which is what we did last Thursday." Update: a statement from Facebook has been added. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter @LucasNolan_ or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.